We're going to come east and look at the report from our good friends down in Hill City, where Matt Aleva is the teacher.
Hello, this is Carter Hare.
I'm Abby Zabzelka.
With the phenology report from Hill City School Phenology Trail located in Hill City School Forest. During the week of October 14th through the 18th, 2019.
On the Hill City School Phenology Trail, we observed the red osier dogwood, 100% leaf loss, the speckled alder, leaves still remain green but are covered in brown spots, 90% leaf loss.
The buckthorn leaves are wilting and are full of brown spots with only 5% leaf loss. The highbush cranberry, 100% leaf loss.
The beaked hazel, 100% leaf loss. The white oak, 100% color change, 70% leaf loss.
Around the Hill City School Forest area, snow was observed last weekend. Crow and robin activity were also seen.
Squirrel activity and the mallards are migrating.
Geese were heard honking, still migrating. Frost and ice droplets were noticed on many plants Monday morning.
Ruby observed spiders outside of her house. The water level of Morrison Brook is higher than normal, and flow rates are also higher than normal.
Water temperature of Morrison Brook is noticeably colder.
It's a bird, it's a bee, it's phenology.
Thank you, Abby. Carter, nice job looking at the plants down there. Most of the shrub species that are native have lost their leaves. The buckthorn, on the other hand, non-native and covered in leaves. And that is the case here as well. Also, crows and robins, probably some juncos, a frost, and Morrison Creek up high. And I'm not surprised. The water is very high in the Mississippi River, right outside our studios in Grand Rapids and down in Jacobson, where I crossed yesterday afternoon. It was flowing in the backwaters and up above its banks for the fall, which is a bit unusual come fall.